Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Come into your house and worship and praise and also learn about who you are and what you want of us. And dear God, allow us to all share the gospel, dear God, with those that we are around. Oh God, allow us to be the one that says, I am here for you, Lord. Use me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the church say, amen, amen. All right, we're going to get going. We're going to get going. This is Hearing God. This is part 5. Somebody say, Hearing God. One of the most important things that you can learn to do as a believer is get into the presence of God and be able to hear his voice for yourself. It's interesting, and I'll talk about this. I always got a car story. So last night, I was in the car, and I had 4 ladies in the car. And they all, at the exact same time, try to tell me how their day went. Now, I don't know if you ever been in a room where somebody is trying to talk to you times 4, right? Where you got 4 people trying to talk to you. Guess what? You don't really hear what they were saying. All right, so I drove them for about 10 minutes, and I didn't have a clue what they were saying, right? I mean, you get glimpses and stuff, but as they continue to talk, they ended up not even understanding what they were saying, so they ended up arguing, and it was just like, dang. But how many times do we allow other voices to compete with God's voice in our own life, right? Where you hear all these voices saying things, and it makes it hard to clearly hear what God is saying. That's why you need to take a time to just get away from the voices. What are the voices in your life? Could be social media, right? Social media is a loud voice, so loud that so many people find themselves through social media, right? So many people try to define themselves by television or music or magazines, any form of media people utilize to try to dictate or they listen to those voices. But we as believers have to make sure we can clearly hear God's voice. Amen. Now, I'll tell you this. It's easy to hear media's voices, right? How easy is it? Let me see what's going on Facebook. If you look at Facebook right now, at least on my pages on Facebook, the voice that is speaking is divisive, right? So you keep seeing a lot of black people talking about black things and not respecting the white man, right? Or you see Donald Trump and people are upset about his rallies. And I mean, you see this constantly. So it's easy to hear what they're saying, right? But sometimes to hear from God is not as easy. Why? Because all these other voices are there. That's why we talk about, you know, the theme scripture, Isaiah 40:31, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not faint. And also Psalms 130:5, it says something like, wait upon the Lord, or it says, my hope is in the Lord. Amen. And not only in the Lord, but the word of the Lord. And I'm going to actually just read that because I don't have that one memorized yet. I should. Amen. 130:5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. Amen? So why do we keep going over those scriptures? Because it's important to wait upon God, but also hope. Our hope is in the word of God. That's the thing about all the different voices that we hear. Is there hope in those voices? Most of the time, there's not. Right? It's not a lot of hope in, man, that guy looks better than me, right? There's not a lot of hope in, you know, the world is wicked and all that. We know that. But the hope that we have is in the word of God. Amen. So I'm going to wrap this series up today. And then next week, Pastor Precious is going to be preaching. Oh, that was a tongue tie. Pastor Precious is going to be preaching. Amen. But she'll be preaching next week. But last week we talked on Noah hearing from God. This week we're going to talk about Isaiah hearing from God. Now, I like Isaiah. Kind of have a bias to Isaiah because that's my middle name, right? But sometimes when your parents give you names, you got to kind of look and see, okay, what was that person about in the Bible? So we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 6. Go ahead and turn there. We're going to read Isaiah chapter 6, and later, you don't have to turn there now, but we're going to read also Isaiah chapter 55 and wrap this up. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And so look, if you see an angel, if he only has two wings, might not be an angel, right? I'm just saying. There's different angels. They have more than two wings, and they're not puny. They said that angel, which was called a seraphim, had wings at six wings. Two covered his face, two covered his feet, and two when he flew. That's incredible. Anyway, and one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. So I said, this is Isaiah. All right, he's seeing this in a vision. And he says, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So one thing that I want to say about God's word, and even seeing what God is doing and what's going on in God, it will make you look at yourself and realize, I am not holy. Amen. Every single time somebody met an angel or they met in the presence of God, Moses, we can see the same thing when he heard, when he was speaking to the burning bush, he was like, oh my goodness, what's going on? I should not be here. And we should not be there, right, except through the grace of God. Every one of these people say, oh, man, I should have died. I should die because I'm hearing God's voice, because I'm seeing the face of God. Why? Because evil is inside of us. And except for the grace of God and Jesus being our righteousness, we can now hear from God. Amen. So we always have to remember that we're not worthy of hearing God's voice. And what does that do to you? That makes you cherish what you get. Amen. If you think you deserve something, when somebody gives it to you, you have no gratitude for it. Right? But when somebody doesn't deserve something and you give it to them, they say they're more grateful because they know that they didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve God's word. Even the Bible that we have, we don't deserve it, but thank God that he gave it to us. And if we understand that, we look at God's word in a whole new viewpoint. Amen. It says, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away. And your sin purged. All right. So what does that do there? What does that begin to do? That allows Isaiah to be at peace because his sins were taken away. Amen. That's one thing about when you hear God's word, sin, living in sin and hearing God's word cannot coexist. What I mean that by that? If you really hear God's word, it should make you want to change. All right. And I'm not just talking about hearing it because many people hear it. But when you receive the word of God, you cannot live the same way that you used to live. Amen. Because once you get saved, there must be a change. You cannot do the same things when you hear the word of God. Amen? It says, what verse am I at? 8. It says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. Now, first of all, let me say this. Isaiah would not have said that if he was still living in sin. All right? So Isaiah hears the word of God. God's question that he is even asking today is, who am I going to send to share the word with the people? And if we're living in sin, we just like, he could send somebody else. Right? I'm not the guy. But if we're saying, okay, God, you forgive me of my sins, I thank you, and I'll do whatever you want me to do, right? This is kind of what we should all be living like, right? I'm saying when God forgives us, it's like, okay, God, I owe you my life. The Bible says he that tries to save his life will lose his life, but he who gives his life will save it. Amen? So we must give our life to the cause and the will that God has for us, but we will not do that if sin is reigning in our life. There's only one thing that can reign, either God and his word or sin. Amen? Somebody say, what's reigning in your life? All right, it says, what verse am I at? Verse 9. I'm not going to ask that again. And he said, go and tell these people. Okay, so God said, go and tell these people because Isaiah said, I'm ready to go. We're talking about hearing from God. When you hear from God, you don't just get a word and just sit on it. God says, go and tell this people. Keep on hearing, and this is what God is saying. They're hearing what he's saying. Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their hearts and understand with their heart and return and be healed. So there's a whole bunch in that right there. Many people are hearing, but they're not understanding. That's why you get people that read God's word today and they come up with something and it's like, that's not what that means. Why? Because it doesn't go along with the canonized scriptures. Amen? You cannot make a doctrine off of one scripture. That's no different than a cult. They'll take one scripture and they'll be like, this is that good scripture. Right? And that's the only scripture they care about. God did this right here, and now you got to do this. Let's go read the entirety of the Bible. If God did this there, then he did something over here, what is going on? Let's find out why that happened, who he did it to, right? Let's find all about the story and not just one verse. That's why when somebody brings you one verse, don't just answer off that one verse, read around it. Most of the time, the Bible will explain itself around that one verse. Amen? So many people can hear, but they don't understand. They keep on seeing, but they don't perceive. And it says, make the heart of the people dull and their eyes heavy and shut their eyes. Why is God saying this? Because they are allowing sin to reign and not allowing God to reign. Okay? Why do I say this? When you allow sin to reign in your life, you begin to follow and worship sin. God is a jealous God. How do we know that? Because he said it before. Amen. He's a jealous God. The first commandment was, you shall not have any other gods besides me. But when you allow sin to reign in your life, that's that new God. And when you allow sin to reign in your life, you cannot hear God's voice speak to you. That's why it's important to repent. Now, let me tell you this. The great thing about God is God will send his word to you through somebody else a lot of times when you're living in sin. Or else none of us would be able to hear the gospel. Amen? But as we grow in God, and usually what we see is that these are the Israelites, these are the people of God, that they should have a relationship with God, but because their relationship with God has been torn, now they're at a place where they can't hear God. Amen? So we must make sure our relationship with God is bigger and better than anything else and remove sin in our lives. Amen? Verse 11 says, "Then I said, Lord, how long?" And he answered, "How long will they be not able to hear?" He says, "Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants. The houses are without a man. The land is utterly desolate. The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. But yet a tenth will be in it and will return and be for consuming. As a terebinth tree or as an oak whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed shall be its stump." Now, we can look at, you know, a lot of that stuff in that scripture and say, man, that's now. Where's the men are taken from the homes, right? Why? Because they're chasing after sin. They're chasing after themselves. Many times, really, when you think about sin and God, you either serve yourself, which is sin, or you serve God. Amen? And, you know, I always think about this, like, I have four kids and I love them, and, you know, I always talk about them in my car. People are like, "How many kids you got?" "Four." "Oh, man, you're going through it." I said, "No, I love it." Why? Because I enjoy my children, and because it's exciting to me. Now, if I was all about myself, I'd be like, man, I don't want to be here. Shoot, I don't want to pay these bills. Let me go do what I want to do. Let me get some, you know, let me go do this. Let me go do that. But that is not the heart of God. See, God's heart is for his children. Amen? And we should mimic the heart of God. Now, that doesn't mean we're perfect, but we should try and strive for perfection. Amen? So we see that. This is how Isaiah hears from God, and Isaiah has to go share that word with the people. And how many know that every time God gives you a word, it's not an easy word, right? Sometimes, Monica, when God tells you to go tell somebody something, it's not the easiest thing to do, right? And you don't want to go do it. Isaiah had a job to go tell the Israel that they're not going to hear from God. And guess what Israel's saying? Man, who told you that? We can hear from God. You're not no better than me. You know, this is some of the things that they say. But they say that because they're not in a place to hear from God. Amen? No, we're not better than them, but we've decided to follow Jesus. Amen? When someone, and that's why we have to be careful. Even when somebody's living in sin, how many of you know that sometimes, I'll say this, the first time you heard the word of God, you didn't just say, "All right, I'm getting saved. I'm walking away from everything. It's time to go." Right? Sometimes you'd be like, man, that you feel a little irritated. Like, who's that person? But years later, that same word can help deliver that person. Amen? So we don't always get uptight and upset. When they don't receive that word, we have to realize we're planting seeds. And God is planting seeds in our life. Amen? And we want it to grow. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 55. And this is titled, "An Invitation to Abundant Life." But I also will say this is an invitation to hear God. It says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Here's a good, I like this. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Now, I'm going to stop there, but we're going to continue in a second at verse 9. But when we hear this, this is God inviting us to hear his voice. And not only hear his voice, to have relationship with him. Amen? Because having a relationship with somebody where you can't hear them and they can't hear you is very difficult. Right? Have you ever met somebody that you used to know back in the day and you start talking and all of a sudden it's silent and you just start looking at each other? Right? Why does that happen? Because you don't speak the same language anymore. The same things they used to do, you don't do. Right? It's an awkward situation, but God is laying out, and he's saying, look, just get rid of that and come to me. Seek me while I can be found. Amen? Seek me while I can be found. When we think about that, what does that mean? There's going to be a time where God wants us to hear his voice. There's a set time that God has for us all to meet him. And the bad thing is some people miss that time. But how many know sometimes when we hear God's word, and this is what I pray, I say, God, speak to me so I can speak your word to somebody else. I don't want this word to just be for me. Amen. I want to be your mouthpiece. Isaiah was a prophet. What does that mean? He was the spokesman that shared God's word because the people could not hear from God. Amen. And sometimes there's people in our lives that they want to hear from God, even though they're living contrary. They want a word from God because that word of God will quench their thirst. How many know people are buying things, as it said in this scripture, and they're not satisfying them? They're doing many things, but it's not giving them what they want. Verse 8, I'll read it again, says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that go forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. When we think about that, God's word, when he speaks his word, we're talking about hearing from God. When God's word is spoken, it will go with a specific, what's the word? It has a specific task that it should reach. Amen? And it will reach that. So God's word is sent to you. And a lot of times, since God chose to use people, I almost said God needs us, but God, guess what? He doesn't need us, but he chose to allow you to be part of his word. And he wants that word to be spoken, and it's going to accomplish what it's going to accomplish. Amen? Verse 12 says, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Now, the great thing is, as we read this, we get to see how God's word works. When we're hearing God's word, it's not only working as we share it, but it's also working in our life. The more that we hear and read the word of God, the more that we can become all that God wants us to become. Amen. And as we look at Isaiah, that's what he had to do. He spent time with God. And as you know, we've been preaching this series, Hearing from God. I pray that this has allowed us all to spend time with God. And I understand there's sometimes where things happen in life that your schedule gets knocked off and everything is not the way that it wants you want it to be, right? But many times that happens. But guess what? Hear the word of God. Read the word of God. Make sure that's important in your life. Amen? Because one, even if you're reading, you know, I don't knock people that might read one or two scriptures a day, because that one or two scriptures could turn their life around. Amen? But don't let the word of God be second to any other word. What do I mean by that? One thing that I really try to make sure I do every morning, the first thing I turn on my phone is the Bible. Why do I try to do that? Sometimes I might go into something and I'm like, oh, wait, I got to get in the Bible. Why? Because I want the Bible to be the most important voice. Amen? Not my bank account, not to see how much I got in there, not to see what went out that, what in the world, how come my account looks like this, right? Because then you're scrambling and you're doing a whole bunch of other things to try to fix it, right? But when you let the word of God be what leads you, his word will keep you. Amen? Amen. So we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, dear God, for your word. We pray, dear God, that number one, that we would hear your voice, that we be attentive to your voice. God, I pray, dear God, that you forgive us of all our sins. Dear God, all the things that keep us from you, that separate us from hearing your voice. And God, I pray, dear God, that we would hear your voice on another level. Dear God, that we would follow your voice, and that your word would accomplish what you've sent it to accomplish in our lives, oh God. And that we see the fruit of your word being at work in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say, amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.